You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is William Hofsink, second time around, and I don't want to be too predictable. I mean, that was the second time I started with a Jesus Lizard song, but I mean, they just came out with their new album today, and honestly, as a relatively new fan, I was floored. Like, I think it might be their best since Liar, and it's just that same extreme chaos that really pulled me in their direction recently that I just... It's just like they never left. I mean, it is weird not seeing Albini attached or like any credits for him, but I mean, that's always going to be weird for a while now. The album's called Rack, just released on Ipecac Recordings. Check it out if you love noise rock, if you love post-hardcore, if you just like weird music in general. It definitely kind of defies categorization, even if you can sort of lump them there. This next one is going to be a bit of a different beast. This is a project from Justin Broderick of Godflesh and The Bug called Techno Animal. They're an Ilvient duo. They disbanded in the early 2000s. I checked this one out recently, and wow, yeah, it is a beast of an album. Brotherhood of the Bomb, Robosapien. Let's go with Techno Animal.
Thank you. This is who I am.
Ah!
We have the ambience.
There you have it. That was Burial with Rival Dealer, which is, I think I've spoken to people who have been longtime fans, far longer than I have, who say it's one of the few projects of his that can go up against the legendary dubstep masterpiece, Untrue. And considering how evocative that album is, it just sucks you in with its mood. I can honestly see why some might believe that. And it's also definitely a very emotional project as well, because this is one of his more explicitly political pieces, and it has to do with LGBT acceptance in the UK and the West, and kind of just we don't know much about William Bevan. He keeps to himself. He's very, very private of a person. So for all we know, he could or could not be a member himself. But it was basically part of his mission was to reassure people, like through his music, that they are loved and that they have a place in this world, no matter how dark it seems, with legislation and just current culture. And I think that's wonderful. Next up, speaking of people who are doing great things in the LGBT community, I actually did an interview with this person, Devourers. He's doing the remix for Astrodon's Sideways, and let's get into it. I'm excited. I don't think I've heard this one before, but knowing Devourers, it's going to be really interesting.